So where's this next clip from?
Well, these guys in Florida got this great idea. Actually, it was a great idea that they were going to buy some airtime at a station in Melbourne, Florida, WMEL. And they asked me to make a tape. And I made a message on the Lake of Fire.
And they took it and put it on the radio.
So I gave them the tape. And I said, here, go for it. And, you know, you can do with it what you want. And if anybody ever listens to this radio station, which I doubt.
Do you know if they did?
I don't know.
You didn't hear anyone.
I didn't hear any reaction to this whatsoever.
So bomb.
It was a bomb. Yeah. Well,
no,
people were
message.
Probably so stunned that they just couldn't recover from it.
And the adversary, here we're getting to it. We're in Revelation 20:10. And the adversary who was deceiving them was cast into the lake of fire and sulfur where the wild beast and where the false prophet are. And they shall be tormented day and night. Now listen to this. This is the Concordant Literal New Testament I'm reading from. Very accurate translation based on the Greek. They will be tormented day and night for the eons of the eons. You'll find that these words eons are a beautiful English transliteration of the Greek word aion. That's the Greek word used here, aion. Sounds like eon, doesn't it? So basically, it's a transliteration. We're bringing it right up out of the Greek. I know the King James there reads forever and ever, but that's a bad translation. In the Greek, it's plural. Both of these are plural in the Greek. The King James translators have ignored that. Otherwise, they would have translated this forevers and evers, which is absurd.